seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Let's ask God to just do his work here tonight. Lord, we pray that you would accomplish your work in our lives and in our midst. And we pray that whatever part we have in it, Lord, that we would respond, that we would be in your will, that we would be in your purpose, Lord, in your plan for our lives. I pray that you direct us and guide us. And Lord, let there be a burden that rests upon us, I pray. I pray that you'd move upon our lives, Lord. Don't let this just be a passing, fleeting thing, but let there be a burden that rests upon us as we seek after your will and your blessing and your plan for us. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. If my people, which are called by my name, who is he talking about there? Well, in this day and age, I can't think of anybody else that better fits that description than the apostolic church. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his name. Amen. Thank the Lord for his name that's called over us in baptism. Thank the Lord that when we sit down to pray, we don't just start gobbling our food down, but we pray and we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that we do all things in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. When we face a problem as a family, or when we face a problem on the job or wherever it might be, it should be that the first thing we do is pray. The first thing we ought to do is say, Lord, can you help with this situation? Lord, we need a miracle. We need your touch. We need your power to work. Sometimes we wait until the last thing and we've tried everything else and finally we're like, you know what, maybe we should pray. Praise the Lord. I love to hear the stories of Brother Wiggins, and he doesn't always share these, but you hear it from other people how some of those nurses that work with him, they'll say how just there'll be something happening. He'll say, hey, hang on, let's take a minute. He'll go over on the side there and find him a place and pray and come back, and it's like the Lord worked a miracle and it works out. Amen. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. We are the people of God. Hallelujah. We are the people of his name. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. I know that we preached about this weekend, and we had a good move of the Lord here this weekend, but I'm burdened, and I feel like sometimes we come to the Lord, and we've got our agenda. We have our list of things that we want God to do. And so we come and say, okay, God, Lord, forgive me my sins, Lord, touch my mind, touch my heart, touch my family, Lord, bless my finances. And then we have this list that we present to him. But sometimes I feel like we need to come to the Lord and there needs to be a soul searching. There needs to be a soul searching where we come and we lay this old man, this old flesh. We lay this old person on the altar and we say, you know what? I'm not happy with the way that I am. Come on, I'm not happy with my attitude. I'm not happy with my the way I'm living. I'm not happy with my level of devotion to the Lord. I'm not happy with the things that I'm seeing in my life, the things I'm saying, the things I'm thinking. And so I've got to put myself on the altar and say, you know what? This man has got to die. This will has got to die. This flesh has got to die. It's not going to leave this place the same way, but I'm going to leave something on the altar today. And I pray, Lord, that this will be crushed. Not my will, but thine be done. Come on, sometimes we don't even do that. We get in such a hurry that we pray and then we just leave and we're the same way. And God's saying, hey, hang on a second. I want to do the miracle, but it's going to start when it changes you. There's got to be a change inside of us. And when we leave just the same way, we're missing out on the miracle that God has for us. Amen. If we will humble ourselves. Well, we like to plan out life. We like to plan, well, I'm going to go to this college, and I'm going to seek after this career, and I'm going to live in that kind of house, and I'm going to go to that city, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to marry that person, and I'm going to have 4.3 kids, and you know, we get it all figured out how we think it ought to be. But sometimes we've got to step back and say, okay, God, that's some dreams that I have. But what do you have in store for me? What do you have in store for me? Maybe you don't want me to be a Texan anymore. Maybe you want me to be a show me stadium. Missourian. Maybe you want me to live in Missouri and up there where they got four seasons and it's beautiful and they got lots of deer and trout and the creeks and all that. And okay, Lord, if that's where you want somebody's got to go there. I'll do it, Lord. But we get it all planned out. Sometimes we've got to humble ourselves and say, you know what, this is not me. It's God, and God's will in my life is not my own. It's been bought with a price. Hallelujah. If we'll do that, if we'll seek his face, if we'll turn from our wicked ways, then he is going to hear from heaven, and he will forgive sin, and he will heal our land. Now, this week has been a tumultuous week for our nation. It's been a tumultuous week for us. And I don't even know what's happening right now. I got to the point I had to say, you know what, I'm closing Twitter, I'm not looking at Fox News or CNN or whoever else, and you know what, I've had enough. They don't even know what's going to happen, and so they're just talking, and I'm sick of it. Only God knows what's going to happen. I'm sick of all these experts saying, well, this is going to happen. They don't even know. The Lord knows. God's in control. God's in control. And how thankful we ought to be, because if we were in control, we'd make a mess of things every single time. But God is in control. Hallelujah. I've come to tell somebody tonight, I don't know if Biden's going to win, or I don't know if Trump's going to win. I know what I feel, but I don't know for sure. But God knows. And it's going to be whoever God designs to win. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Mark Morgan has preached here, and one of the last times that he preached for us, he told this story, and he preached a little bit on it, but he told of how prior to the 2016 election, he felt that the Lord strongly moved on him that God was going to give us a space of grace. Does anybody remember hearing him? I did share a video about this on my Facebook page today if you want to go watch that. But he felt like America was going to be given a space of grace so that we could fulfill our purpose. And he said that he felt like that Donald Trump would be our next president. This is prior to the 2016 election. Now, that came to pass. But he said that God didn't necessarily tell him how long it would be or what the time frame would be, if it'd be 4 years or 8 years or whatever. But he said if God would give us a space of grace, that there were some things we needed to do. And so if God has given the church, his church, a space of grace for 4 years, then we need to ask ourselves some questions, he said. Have we done everything we're supposed to be doing? Have we accomplished what his will was during the space of grace? Have we really taken advantage of this season of time? And yes, to some degree, but if we're totally honest, I think we'd say, you know what? We haven't fully accomplished what we're supposed to do. We've been distracted. We've been comfortable. We've been at ease. We've been getting fat on the blessings of God. Come on. Can we be honest? We've just been kind of coasting along. We really haven't been praying like we needed to pray. We really haven't been teaching Bible studies like we needed to do. Come on. Yeah. We really haven't been inviting people to church like this is the end time. Have we taken advantage of a space of grace that God gave us perhaps over this last 4 years? And if we're honest with ourselves, and I think we'd have to say we're a long ways from doing what we should be doing. And I'm talking to myself right now. I'm talking to my family. I'm talking to, this is our church. We're all in the same boat here. We have more to do. We have more to do. We've been distracted with things. We've been caught up with other things. We've been busy. But there is a work to be done. Hallelujah. He talked about how Brother Tom Barnes spoke about America's purpose, and there was a threefold purpose that God has for America. It's to finance worldwide missions. Are we doing everything we can to finance worldwide missions? No, we do. There's people that give faithfully every month to missions, and we support missionaries, both North American and global missionaries, and She's for Christ and all these other things that we do support. But are we really doing our best to finance global worldwide missions? We could do more. We could do more. Amen. In fact, I think, and I've talked about this, and we've thought about this before, but we need to have an annual missions conference. We don't have enough missionaries come to the church here. We have a few here and there, but we need to have a missions conference where we have some missionaries come from overseas, and they come and speak and talk about their burden. And we have some North American missionaries come from Los Angeles and from these cities that we're trying to build, raise up churches in, and they come and present to us their burden and their passion. Come on, because we need that burden and we need that passion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, I want to tell you, that's why I love one week that I was out of town and we had Brother Jeremy Perry come down from Osage Beach and he preached. And I love Brother Jeremy Perry because they're raising up a church there from nothing, and God is blessing that. I want us to catch that spirit and that burden and that passion. Hallelujah. And then we pray and ask God to lead us and direct us, and we commit that, you know what, for the next year I'm going to give such and such amount to missions every month. And then we can budget how we're going to send and how we're going to do projects. And you know what? We need to do that. We're not doing everything we can to finance worldwide missions. That's going to change. We're going to do more. And oh, but Pastor, we've got needs here. Let me tell you what. You start sending money out and investing money in the kingdom of God, God will replenish that. God will bless it even more. He will multiply it. Brother Matthew Tuttle, he's preached here before, and he started pastoring a church a few years ago in Texas, and they had always supported missions, but he was a missionary, and his family were missionaries, and so he started pushing giving to missions, and so they started having a missions conference, and they started, and all of these funds started going out. And he said one day the secretary and him started looking at the numbers, and what was coming in was even more than what it had been before. And there hadn't been any change. It's just God started blessing and started multiplying it so that even more could go out for the kingdom of God. Amen. Brother Barnes said, finance worldwide missions and support Israel. That's America's purpose. And I believe that we've seen a support for Israel. And God forbid we get to the day that the United States of America does not support Israel. Amen. I'd be concerned about that day. And then thirdly, to be a military power to stop the spirit of Antichrist before its time. That was what Brother Barnes said America's purpose was in the end time. And so Brother Morgan said that it could be that all of this intensity over this election this week, it may just be a wake-up call to the American church. It may be a wake-up call to us that we need to wake up. We need to take advantage of this space of grace that God has given us. We don't want it to pass us by. We don't want to just be sleeping through it. We don't want to be just taking it easy and relaxing. But we've got to wake up and take advantage of this season and do what God has called us to do. Praise the Lord. He talked about how the pandemic that we've been going through, the purpose, God allowed it to happen. The purpose has been to sharpen us. It's been to wake us up and to sharpen us, to get us ready to fulfill the purpose he's called us to. And that this election, this chaos this week, this tumultuous time, it could be another jolt to kind of get us awake and say, come on, it's time to wake up. It's time to be about the Father's business. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I don't want to be caught sleeping. I don't want to be caught doing something else. I don't want to be distracted by something that's not important. But God, help us to get involved with your purpose. Lord, let this jolt us awake. Let it, come on, don't let it catch us by surprise, but let us be in the prayer room, Lord, prepared and getting ready for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. I tried to download the video. I was going to play it, what I shared on Facebook today from Brother Mark Morgan, but it didn't work. And so I'll just relate some of this to you. He talked about how we've got to look beyond the political. We've got to look beyond the political because the spiritual perspective of this that we're going through right now. And I'm not going to talk about, well, right or left or liberal or conservative. We've had that as long as we can remember in politics. But there's a spiritual perspective. And he talked about how the Antichrist and his reign will be about globalization. That's what the Antichrist is going to be. It's going to be about one world government. It's going to be a globalization. And you know, whether you like it or not, this last administration has been the opposite of that. And so we've had this battle going on, this attack that has been going. There's been unrest in the streets. There's been violence and lawlessness and all of this stuff and chaos that's been going on. And he said there's two major spirits that are working. It's the spirit of Antichrist. Yes, it is working, but we've got to remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The most powerful force on this earth is the church of the living God, the true church that believes the apostolic doctrine and knows how to pray and knows how to touch the throne of God. That's the most powerful force on this earth. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So the spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of Jezebel. And we've talked about the spirit of Jezebel. Of course, the spirit of Jezebel, we're not just talking about, you know, makeup and everything that Jezebel wore and all of that, but it's the spirit of it. The spirit of Jezebel despises authority. It's a spirit of lawlessness. That's what we're seeing. It is a spirit of lawlessness, and you can't tell me I'm not going to submit. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to obey the law. I'm not going to. That's the spirit. We're watching those two spirits working right now. And I want to tell you, if you're any kind of spiritually sensitive, you feel it. There is a heaviness. There is a heaviness, and it's moving against the people of God. There is a spiritual battle that is raging right now. And Elijah had to wake up. Elijah had to wake up with what he was dealing with because he could not face it in his own strength. He needed supernatural provision. And we need a supernatural touch of God. We can't fight this in our own flesh. We can't fight this with. You can't fight this in politics. You can't fight this in humanity. It's going to take supernatural provision. We've got to be spiritually awake. We've got to be ready to impact our world. And we've got a little space to do it. So we need to wake up and be ready. Hallelujah. I believe there's a spiritual battle going on. It's not just liberals and conservatives. It's a spiritual battle that's going on right now between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Antichrist. And the church has got to wake up and exercise the authority that God has given us. Greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in us. If we really believe that, then we need to exercise that authority. We need to put it to work. Amen. Brother Morgan talked about it. He said, you know, if we're at a time where God says, okay, we're going to move forward and the spirit of Antichrist is going to take over, then that's okay, Lord. If that's the time, then okay, Lord. But if we have a space, if God gives us a space, if he gives us a season that's left for the greatest harvest, apostolic outpouring of the Holy Ghost that the world has ever seen, if God gives us a space for that, then the church needs to exercise its spiritual authority and look beyond the politics. Look beyond the politics and see a spiritual battle. And so to us here tonight, this ought to wake us up. What we're going through, amen, we should be alarmed about anything that's trending towards a global government, a globalization. That should concern us until it's time. And when it's time, then okay, God. But until that time, I believe that we have the power. We have the power to pray, and we have the power to say, you know what, that's enough. And we're going to believe God that he's going to give us a space of time, and that we're going to wake up and we're going to take advantage of it. Praise the Lord. So it's not about Donald Trump. It's not about Joe Biden. It's about spiritual warfare, and there's kingdoms warring, and whatever God wants to do, we need his will. We need his will. We need to wake up and exercise the authority he has given us. Brother Mark Morgan said, we have the ability as the church to say, not here and not now. Praise the Lord. And something that's been going on in my heart, and I've been praying in my morning times here the last several weeks and even months, and God, what are we supposed to be doing right now? I don't even know which way's up and which way's down, and there's all this going on, and God, we've got all this COVID, and there's just everything. I don't even know what are we supposed to be doing? Come on, we've got a job to do, but how do we, it's chaos, Lord. What are we supposed to be doing? And I've been feeling that we've got to get ready by the first of the year. And Brother Mark Morgan said that on that video today. The church needs to be ready by the first of the year, make adjustments, sharpen our instruments for harvest, and get ready, because he feels we're about to enter into a time of harvest. And that goes along with what I've been feeling. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. And pray. You know what? I don't have anything else to do. I can't go work out the politics of the situation right now. I can't go and fix everything. I can't go and bring peace to everybody's house and those who are hurting. But I tell you, there is one thing that I can do, and we had better do it. We can pray. We can touch God. Amen. We can speak faith. We can speak healing. We can speak miracles. We can speak the power of God. I tell you what, we can pray. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe that there is a burden that's resting on the church right now, and how the church responds is how the Lord's going to respond. If we're not going to catch the burden, if we're not going to do what he's called us to do, and if we're not going to take advantage of a space of grace, then why stretch this thing out? He could just go ahead and come for his church right now. But if we'll be willing to catch the burden and catch the vision and work together and see the revival that God has designed for this church to have, then I believe he'll give us a space of grace and he'll work through us. But we've got to humble ourselves, not my will, but thy will be done. We've got to lay our flesh on the altar, and we've got to pray the will of God to be done in us and in our family and in our nation and in our church. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to pray in just a moment. I want everybody, every single person in this place, we've got to go to a place of repentance. I want you to repent of everything you've ever done wrong, every thought, every wrong word you've ever spoken, every wrong thing we've ever done, everything we've done wrong that we didn't even know was wrong. We're going to repent of those things, and we're going to lay it on the altar and ask God to deliver us tonight. And we're going to pray against the spirit of Antichrist. We're going to pray against the spirit of Jezebel. We're going to bind their power. Their power cannot work in the church, and their power cannot work against the nation. And we're going to take authority and push it back. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to pray, and I didn't mean to be this long. I meant for us to go right to prayer, but the Lord just started talking to me about some things. And we're going to pray God's will. We're not going to enter into witchcraft ourselves and say, well, God, do this. There's enough people doing that out in the world. I heard there was a bunch of witches the other night that were casting spells and all this kind of stuff about our politics. You know what? There's enough of that going on. I'm going to pray the will of God. Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. And we're going to take just a little bit. We're going to pray on our own. We're going to find it. We're going to dim the lights. In fact, if they go ahead and dim those main lights, we're going to find a place of prayer. We're going to pray just for a little bit on our own, and then we're going to pray together. And we're going to go into a time of intercessory prayer. Amen. If one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight, then what could we do in this house if we would get in unity and we would get the same mind and we'd say, you know what, we're going to bind together and we're going to shake some things in the spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you pray in intercessory prayer and you start praying in the Holy Ghost and you're praying with your spirit and you're praying with your mind and your tongue and all of that, but it's the Holy Ghost that's flowing through you, then you might not know what you're praying for, because right now I don't necessarily know what to pray about. I just know it's a big situation that we need God's help. But when we can pray in the Holy Ghost and we're praying in tongues, then the Spirit is praying through us, then it's the will of God. I don't want to pray out of the will of God, but we're going to pray the will of God for our nation. We're going to pray the will of God for this election. We're going to pray the will of God for the future of the church in North America. And I believe that God is going to answer. Hallelujah. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Is there anybody in the church here today? Is there anybody called by his name that you would find a place of prayer right now, and you wouldn't just be looking around at everybody else, but you'd get on your knees or you'd get on your face or you'd find a place all alone there right now and you'd start to shake heaven and earth and you'd say, I've got to get a hold of God. I need to seek his face. I've got to get his attention right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, church. Come on. You have the power. You have the authority. You have the ability to shake this right now. Come on, can we pray a prayer of repentance right now? Lord, we repent of every sin. We repent for the sins, oh God, that we don't even know about, secret sins, Lord. We weren't even aware of it, but we repent of it right now. We repent of every evil thing we've done. We repent of every evil thing we've said. We repent of every evil thought, oh God. Lord, we turn away from sin right now. We don't want to live a life of sin, but we want to live a life of holiness. We repent for the sins of this nation, Lord. We repent for the sins of those that have gone before us, Lord. You know what they are, Lord. We repent over those things right now. As a nation, we repent, Lord. We turn away from sin. We turn away from ungodliness. We turn away from unrighteousness. We turn away from the things of wickedness, Lord. We repent from sin right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I repent for the sins of this nation right now. I repent for the sin of homosexuality that has involved our nation with such a tight grip. I repent for that right now. I repent for this nation, Lord, that has profaned the idea of marriage. I repent over that right now for this nation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we turn to you. We turn to you. We turn to you. We humble ourselves. Lord, we can't do this without you. We've been trying to make it on our own, but we turn to you, Lord. We seek your face. We seek your will. We seek your blessing. Lord, we seek your forgiveness. We seek your power and your help right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, would you pray the will of God for our nation right now? Let the will of God be done in the name of Jesus. Let the will of God be done in our nation right now in Jesus' name. Let the will of God be done in the state of Missouri in Jesus' name. Let the will of God be done in Springfield and Southwest Missouri in the name of Jesus. Let the will of God be done among our politicians. Let the will of God be done among our leaders in the name of Jesus. Let our hearts be after the things of God. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would move. Let there be a change in our spirits. Let there be a change among our leaders. Let there be a change among their ideas, Lord. Let them be called after you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I pray the will of God for this election, Lord. I pray the will of God. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Let your will be done in this church. Let your will be done in our families. Let your will be done in our homes, oh God. Not our will, but thy will be done. Not our will, but thy will be done. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I feel like somebody needs to press through an intercessory prayer right now. Maybe it's been a long time since you prayed in the Holy Ghost, and you need to press through into that right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, why don't you lift up your voice? Don't worry about who's around you right now, just you and God. Come on, pray in the Spirit right now in Jesus' name. On. Hallelujah. We need to be moved. We need to be moved. If we're unmoved right now, then I worry about the state of our heart and our spirit. Come on. If we're not moved at all by this burden that we're feeling, then we need to get to the place that we are. We need to pray through to the place that we are in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to realize the day we're living in. Help us to realize the time, the season. Oh, God, help us to realize how important this is right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want us to agree together right now. We're going to bind the spirit of Jezebel in the name of Jesus. Amen. We can't do it alone, but we're going to do it in the name of Jesus. We're going to bind the spirit of Antichrist from working in our nation and against our church and in this area. We're going to bind it in the name of Jesus. Right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We stand upon the authority that you have given us in your word, and we pray in the name of Jesus. And right now we bind the spirit of Jezebel from working against this church, from working against this nation, from moving against this great nation that we have. We bind the spirit of Jezebel in the name of Jesus. We bind its power. It may not proceed. It may not have an effect. Right now, every tactic of the enemy through the spirit of Jezebel, let it fall right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we bind the spirit of Antichrist. Not now. Not now. There's still work for the church to do. There's still a work for the church to do in the name of Jesus. And we bind the spirit of Antichrist. We bind its power against working against the church and against our nation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, there's an army that's rising up. It's the army of the church of God. It's the army of the living God. In the name of Jesus. I release boldness right now in the name of Jesus. I release faith into this house in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. There's a work for this church to do. There's a work for this church to do, and we rebuke and bind the spirit of infirmity. Take your hands off this people in Jesus' name. That spirit of fear, that spirit of intimidation, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. We take authority over it right now. Let the church rise up. Lord, let there be something that rises up in us to be who you've called us to be, to take the authority that you have given us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I just wish there'd be some men that would just start walking and lifting up holy hands right now. Did you just kind of find a place and just start? Come on, would there be some men that just by faith you'd lift up holy hands right now and you start to proclaim the goodness of God? Let the will of God be done. Let his purpose be accomplished. Let his will go forward in Jesus' name. Lifting up holy hands. He called a bandari soto praise. Come on, lift up those hands that are heavy. Come on, lift up those hands that are heavy. Come on, we're living in victory. We're proclaiming victory. We're receiving victory right now. In the name of Jesus, lift up those hands that are heavy right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shekora mondo rio sondo koranelemaya taya kotamaha. Hila mondo rio sondo yoshia. Sidabana maya rarabasato koranelabahatrahaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I feel like we need to pray something here, And I want us to be very careful, because we're not going to pray in witchcraft. We're going to pray the will of God. We're going to pray the will of God. Okay, I don't know who you voted for. And it doesn't even matter. We're going to pray the will of God right now. Okay, we're not going to loose witchcraft in our prayers. We're going to pray the will of God. But I do want us to pray something. And there is a concern about the election. There is a concern about votes, and the right votes or the votes being counted and votes being counted that may not be right or legitimate, and I understand that, and that's a concern. And I want us to pray something. If there is an attempt to put votes in that were not true, I want us to pray that God would reveal that. Okay? We're not forcing our will on the situation. If that is going on, I know there's a big concern about that, then let's pray that God would reveal that and God would take care of that. Is that okay? Okay, if it's not going on, then it's no harm. But if that is happening, then Lord, reveal it. Let that be exposed, okay? Lord, you know, in the name of Jesus, you know, Lord, you know, if there is an attempt to put votes into this election that are not valid, that are not true, that are fraudulent, then God, let that be exposed, I pray, in Jesus' name, and let that be revealed. in the name of Jesus. Let the veil come off of it in Jesus' name, and let that be exposed, and not only exposed, but let it be reversed, I pray. If that is the case, Lord, then I pray that you would expose it and you would reverse it and you would make it right. We appeal to you. We appeal to a higher court. We appeal to a higher judge right now. And if that is going on, then Lord, I pray that you would expose it and that you would reverse it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All across our nation tonight, there's law enforcement that are preparing for another night of rioting and looting and all of that that's going on, and it's a sad thing. And what's especially sad, there hadn't even been, the election's not even been called. They're just causing trouble and chaos. And I don't care what side you're on. That's not right. That's not right. Amen. And we've preached about that, talked about that. But I want us to pray for the safety of our cities and our people and our nation, and ask the Lord to send angels. There could be some big old angels start walking down the streets of some of those cities that would just put a damper on some of that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the safety of our cities. I pray for the safety of our people. I pray for the safety of our nation, the safety of those business owners, the safety of our law enforcement. In Jesus' name, I ask you, Lord, to send angels to walk with our law enforcement officers. Oh, karabahata bayashata, big angels, Lord. Big angels, in the name of Jesus, I ask it. That this spirit of Jezebel would be defeated in Jesus' name, that it would be repulsed in Jesus' name. The spirit of lawlessness, we bind it in Jesus' name. Hokonamaya tasita la la boshondro. Hikitambayito da botaya si. Ibarara la bahaya la 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 bashato la tofondo. Hitomokola la la maya la 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 bataya kotoria shatara la 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 bakata basata bahaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shadaboto record on an amanda. He sarara la baya kita bahai. Ilo la boshoto la la mondo kotaria la la bahasakaya. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want you to feel free to stay as long as you want to pray. If you need to go, I understand that. But before you go, I do want to say, over the next 7 days, I wonder if we can be fasting and praying. Amen. And I'm going to ask for some that would fast each day over this next 7 days. I'll fast tomorrow. Is there a couple that you fast with me tomorrow? Amen. You pray. It's Friday, Saturday. So, okay, there's a few Saturday, Sunday. There's some for Sunday, Monday. All right, Tuesday. Amen. Next Wednesday. One. Is there another one to do next Wednesday? All right, there's several more. Okay, amen. Let's be fasting and let's be praying for our nation, but also let's be praying for revival. God, give us a space. Give us a space of time to do what we've been called to do, Lord. We've got a work to do, and we haven't done it yet. Lord God, we've got to be about your business. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Please don't be visiting and talking here in the sanctuary. If you need to go, that's fine. But if you want to stay and pray longer, I invite you to do that as long as you feel like it. Amen. God is going to hear the prayers of his people, and I believe he's going to heal our land. Praise the Lord.